let's see, I was reading through some of the press and got quite a diverse selection of bands that you've been referenced compared to, let me just rattle them off for you, and then you can tell me which you think are somewhat accurate and which are totally offensive. ELO, Supertramp, Genesis, Randy Newman, Ben Folds 5, XTC, Joe Jackson, and Elvis Costello.
Yeah, I think all of those seem to be pretty, I mean, there's the other one, Hall & Oates, people always say that one, which I guess certain elements of their career could be an offensive parallel, but, yeah, I mean, when you name drop some of those names, you know, a lot of the journalists last time around, you know, with the way, like, kids are in New York and these type of cities and, like, this ironic detachment thing, that they always were just assuming that we were doing this sort of tongue-in-cheek and we're like, oh, ha, 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 we like Supertramp or ELO. Isn't that ironic and funny? You know, it's like, actually, no, it isn't. Like, ELO is fucking genius. Like, we never really, like, subscribed to that as, like, it was ironic or funny that we would be using these bands as sort of, like, guy. And actually, with the Joe Jackson thing, that got blown out more than it actually was. It wasn't like we were sitting listening to Joe Jackson records. Actually, none of us really did. As much as we had just schemed up this... Not schemed. We just came across the sound because we had... initially in the band, we had just a strictly synthesizer player. It was incredible. And then we had a piano player on top of that, so all the songs were bass like that. And then, like, we were hearing some of the Joe Jackson songs, like, you know, even just his hit, Steppin' Out, we're like, man, that's pretty much what we're doing. So then from that point on, and, like, Joe Jackson, like, kind of has that same thing as me in The Voice, where nobody's listening to his voice because it's like, wow, that voice is gold, you know, like, it's more about a style or what he's saying than it is about, like, a quality of the voice, perhaps. But it really was just kind of coincidental. Like, we were like, man, that's kind of what we're doing, like, we should play that song. And then I think we, and this might be a bold statement, but I bet you we sold Joe Jackson records. Cause I didn't know where all these kids were coming up to us, play that Joe Jackson song. I mean, Joe Jackson really, to my knowledge, wasn't that popular amongst kids, but yeah. Pretty hip now. I don't know.